Nah. Inappropriate music. This is what we want. Christmas music. Tell me Dahlstrom this is. Whatever happened to her? I know she doesn't listen, doesn't matter. She's lovely. Well, welcome to the show. This is my name's Nick Tan. My name is Nick Tan, and is This Thing On? Independent music podcast since 2008 with many, many happy customers, hopefully including yourselves. I've sorted through my Christmas sack. Sorry, I've been brought up on a diet of English comedies, including Carry On film, so this is why. Yeah. Anyway, I've got lots of new music for you this week, as well as some music from some of my friends. If you're running a podcast, why wouldn't you? Maybe this is what it is. Oh, it's finished. Why wouldn't you, if you're running a podcast, why wouldn't you play music by your friends? I can't think of any reasons. Unless you're an idiot. Ladies and gentlemen, an idiot I am not. So I've got lots of tracks from a few years ago, some friends of mine, and also some new friends that I'm making on the internet with some music that they've sent me very, very recently. So I'm all kicked off. I'm all ready to go. I've got the website's all ready. The page is all ready for me to do it. I've already put the stuff up. I'm pre-prepared, as I have my Christmas lunch, which I shall tell you about later on. I don't know. So let's kick off with some music, shall we? First little tranche. That's the phrase of 2017. Tranche is the Motel Pines, and this is Circadian. I'll tell you later. Have a listen to this. This is the Motel Pines, and it's bloody brilliant.
Every mistake we've ever made. Hey, this is Salme wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You are, of course, listening to my friend Nick Tan's fabulous podcast called Is This Thing On? Cheers.
car park, dodge the tax and pay the bills. Drown the streets in tarmac, decorate with rubbish bins. Privatize the pavement, find the cracks and fill them in. Till every footstep is forbidden, hidden echoes of a sin. Set foot into a town which is identical to the others for 100 miles around. Build another car park because I still know where I am. This town still has some character.
Was that? I'd say it's very, very awesome. That was Paul Liddell, that wasn't. That was Build Another Car Park, and that's off his new album. I think it's off his new album. Oh, sorry, Paul. What did you do then? Yeah, it's off his new album. And I've got my notes here, and I've got it for three different tracks I was going to play. And I was going through the album because he'd been chatting on email, and he sent me his album through. I thought, oh, I'll put that one on. And then I put, oh, no, no, put that one on, as I was listening to the tracks, but it's brilliant. And I wasn't actually sure, because the track wasn't properly marked. Paul, come on, get your act together, mate. The track wasn't properly marked, so I wasn't sure who it was from. And then I listened and I thought, that voice is familiar. There's only one chap I know who actually sings in his proper accent, not like me. And that's Paul Liddell. Or Paul Liddell. I think he's called Paul Liddell. I'm not sure. I've never met him. I'll have to check it. But I remember having a conversation with somebody that knows him, and said, no, it's Paul Liddell, not Paul Liddell. Because I'm a big fan of Liddell, you see. So I just thought, that's Paul Liddell. Sounds great to me. Anyway, so you heard the Motel Pines and Circadianisms. You know what I'm thinking, don't you? You know. Long-time listeners of the show will know what I'm thinking. After that was Atlantic Fire and a track called Running Out. After that was Fighting Caravans in Sicily. And then Paul Liddell, or Liddell, and going... No. Build Another Car Park. It was going to be going somewhere, but I decided, no. Build Another Car Park, nice and edgy. So, what have you been up to? I've been preparing Christmas dinner today. It's Christmas Eve, so it's Friday. And already... I have cut up and peeled and cut up all the vegetables, and it's all in the fridge in bags. I think I might have searched a little too soon, but hopefully they will keep until Christmas Day, when I shall do my... there will be a ta-da moment where I will go ta-da, and out they come into the oven, cooked. Bloody brilliant. So, yeah, this is quite a busy show. So what I'll do is I'll just carry on with some more music. So what should we have next? I know what we'll have. We'll have some White Ape.
Hi, this is Tommy Mack from White Ape. We'd like to wish a very Merry Christmas to all listeners of Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. ¶¶
This is Robin from Autorotation. We'd like to wish all the listeners of Nick Tan's Is This Thing On? Podcast a Merry Christmas and a Happy New 2017.
Yes, that was White Ape, obviously, and Men and Women. Now, Tommy Mac, I don't know, you sort of hear people and their singing voices and their real voices, and it sounded a little bit corporate, Tommy, you know?
Hello, my name's Tommy Mac, and I'm from the White Ape band, beat group combo, and la 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 la, it sounded very formal, as did in Rotation. Is it not in Rotation? Oh, God, what have I done now? Auto-Rotation in Rotation. I'm terribly sorry. They all sound a bit posh, don't they? These people. I don't know. They sound like proper broadcasters, if you ask me. I don't know what's going on here. There's people infiltrating my organisation. So that's the part, apart from Paul Adele, who's also, I'd like to class him as a friend. We've spoken a few times. That's the new music. Now comes to the, Nick Tan's playing his mates again. These aren't all my mates. I've got a few more than this, a few friends, and one of the people that I will keep banging on about until the day I die is a guy called Marvin B. Naylor, who I play occasionally, and I just think he's one of those people that really should. He's a bit. I can understand why people don't like him, but then I can also understand why people, myself included, think he's a bloody genius. Anyway, have a listen to this. You can also check out his website. It's marvinbnaylor.com. There's some brilliant films there. There's a guy who makes films and he uses a lot of Marvin's songs for the films, and Marvin is often in them. Have a listen to this. The video for this is awesome. Marvin's always got new stuff coming out. Listen to this anyway. This is Spaceships There Are.
Of which we cannot know, but I have thought much about it, and I have thought I'd like to go with no fear, no darkness, no doubt. Now winter has come and gone. Winter's come and gone. Ring in my heart, encircled by the rings of your heart, so welcoming. Living on senses as they quicken makes us alive. For well I know, spaceships there are, a pattern in a summer field. Spaceships there are, shadows in the summer night. In the summer night.
spaceships there are, a world beyond your dreams. Spaceships there are, spaceships there are. Well, nothing is the point of perfection. The point of perfection. Loving is the art of perfection. Loving is the point of perfection.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You are, and that was Lucy Kitchen and Sun In My Moon. Now, Lucy's got another album coming out soon, but it's kind of dependent on you. It's a Kickstarter. So if you find out about Lucy Kitchen, you can find her on the web, you can find her everywhere. You just click on things. I'm not going to make it easy for you. You want these things, you should work a little bit for it, okay? That was Sun In My Moon. Fantastic album that came from. And I think that's available from her website as well. It's probably something like Lucy. I think it's lucykitchen.co.uk, but you can find it. You'll find it. You're very resourceful. Very resourceful. Very resourceful audience. Another band a band that's kind of, I think, did their last gig last week. Dan O'Farrell, who is the main man, or was the main man, or is... whatever, of Accrington Stanley. Fantastic band. These bands are sort of kind of local. Marvin is in Winchester, Lucy's in Southampton. Accrington Stanley, I think, were in Southampton. I'm sure I saw that as they did their last gig the other day, which is a great shame because they're a great band. And Dan's a really nice guy as well, and he writes his solo career is busy, putting it mildly. So anyway, this is Accrington Stanley. I've played this before loads of times. This is The Rites of Spring.
Resurrecting Easter bunnies, insurrecting in the fields. Let it all be revealed. Let it all be healed. Oh heart, please don't you fail me now. Blossoms are calling. Intoxicating my pollen counts.
said she never got her way. Then she left me for a weekend. She went to Blackpool with a friend. Tried so hard to turn the other cheek. When she left me for a month, I crossed the days off with a pencil that was blunt.
I just felt like dirt. You did all you could to hurt me. I was just a piece in your game. I had to turn away, find a different game to play.
We were always talking, saying nothing, doing something. It's hard to stay friends when we had been so much more than lovers. We were always talking, saying nothing, doing something or other. It was hard to stay friends when we had been so much more.
Then she left me for a year, and the seasons couldn't change the mood around here. I only felt the bitter cold, the aching loneliness of growing old alone.
Then I left you for a lifetime. I found it hard to keep from calling you mine.
Now my life has overgrown. You broke the only heart I own.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Good, I'm glad you can. That was Rites of Spring by the fantastic Accrington Stanley. And afterwards was Cherry Head, Cherry Heart, and a track called So Much More. And that was for you, Ian. Now, somebody that I haven't heard of for a while, and I still have to give her a little bit of a shout, actually, see where she is Annie McCluskey. Annie McCluskey, I've been banging on about her music as well for years. Still coming up with great stuff, but, you know, you sort of get into someone's albums, go, oh, I love to listen to that album, and go back to the old stuff and stuff. I've been listening to her stuff again recently, and this is one of those tracks. This is called Too Many Words. It's quite beautiful.
Us slowly through this net of fear. With you I never want to look at things, stay up here. Can't you see that everything I say is too sincere? One So why is it, God, you see through me and instantly discern? I want you to know that this is not a sensitive tone. Oh, no, instead I want you to feel like you are too young. One too many words for us. It was one too many.
Back then, what would you choose that you must lose? You look down at the ground and decide, hey, I'll lose the news. So take a minute now, don't wonder why or wonder how. A smile, a look of faith is all it takes, is all it takes. 'Cause they can't help but lose, because they can choose. 1 hour collecting moss is life. Day lost. Can we walk through the mist? Ponder on the crumbling ground, a peek at dirty rags, what has come up in lost and found. So take my hand in yours, give me a chance, give me a chance. Oh wait, wait till next year, wait for me here, wait for me here. Because they can't help but lose, because they can choose. 1 hour collecting miles is like a day long. Thank you.
more, what would you choose that you must lose? 1 hour, it passes by, collecting moss is what you do. So take my hand in yours, give me a chance, give me a chance. Oh, wait, wait till next year, wait for me here, wait for me here, wait for me here, wait for me here.
Talk about beautiful. One of the most emotional pieces of music I think I've ever heard. That's the awesome Alex Bowron and Forced Struggle to Hold Back the Advance. Just unbelievable. Honestly, every time I listen to that, I go a little bit, you know, get a little bit of pain, a little bit of pain behind your eyes, stinging a bit. Just fantastic. God, Jesus, man. What a track. What a track, eh? I've been lucky enough to listen to him play that live a few times, and it's just as good. It's well, probably a bit better than that. Awesome. And before that, Annie McCluskey and Too Many Words. All these talented people. It just kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? And I suppose because I know these people and I've met them, and we're all kind of like trying to forge our own way. It's not like we want to be megastars. It's not like we want to be famous. None of us are craving a feman. Just want to sort of, you know, get a bit of success. Just get the music out so people can appreciate it, you know. But what happens, you know, does it get out there? Anyway, let's not get all maudlin. Hell no. It's not that time of year for that. And I'm far too sober. So, two more tracks to go. And the first one, the last two tracks, is Sarah Saville. Another fantastic talent, and one of her tracks from her album, Transparent. Just listen to it. It's beautiful.
Learning from the lines round other people's eyes, what they're telling me, even the thickest skin cannot disguise what is underneath. Everybody goes about their day thinking they can hide, but those telltale lines upon their faces tell the story of their lives. Your inner feelings are bold as brass, and I can see through you like a glass. Transparent, that is what we are.
See that? Fade. A little fade to the end and a little bit of... We think about that, you see, us musicians. How should we end it? How should we end that thing? So well, should we just go bang and it ends, or should we just do a... And the little bits come in and go. Lots of thought goes into these things. And that's it, boys and girls, for this year. For this year? Oh, yeah. I might have a break again next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens. See how I feel next week. I'm going to finish off with a track, actually, which sort of relates to what I was just talking about how much thought goes into it. And this is a track off my last album called Never Did Me Harm. And it's been played a few times on the BBC. And I can understand why, but they actually suggested that I cut it down because it's not exactly for radio. And you'll hear it when you'll kind of hear that when it plays, because it's a little bit atmospheric. And it's one of those tracks that I said that we spend a lot of time going, well, what happens next? What should we do next when you put it together? What should we do next? We put this on it? Should we do that next? Oh, how about this? Oh, and then a drum beat. Have that boom, 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 boom come in. And that song kind of comes to life on the album. And it will do again next year when I'm doing special things with the Nick Tan Trio. But more about that when it's done. Anyway, in the meantime, I shall play you this track called Never Did Me Harm in its entirety from the very, very beginning. And I will wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year if I don't speak to you before. And let's see you again on the other side, eh? Bye!
you wrong. So I wrote this song for you.
This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?